Father God, I pray that in the midst of all this fun, that we would hear your voice. In Jesus' name, amen. We've looked at quite a lot of the things that the Queen has said and done. One of the things we researched was how many charities she's patron of. And it was, where's Maggie? It was over 350, wasn't it? 510 charities she's patron of. So she does a lot. She gives a lot. And much of that comes back to her faith. And she models a faith that isn't just in her head. It's not just saying, yeah, yeah, I'm a Christian, and then it not working out in her life. She actually models it in what she does as well. And she does it by serving us incredibly well. And even at age 90, she works at around 40 hours a week. That's incredible, isn't it? I need a crown in a minute, so I'm going to be getting that one back. At her coronation, where she was crowned in 1953, she was given incredibly expensive objects. Gold and diamonds and scepters and things like that. As well as the crown, which again is very, very heavy. In one of these valuable objects, the scepter, just one diamond alone, this massive diamond on this big ornate rod that she had, is worth about £400 million. Just one diamond on one bit of bling that she gets given on her coronation. Isn't that amazing? I mean, that's like mega, mega, mega money. But at the same service, she was presented with something by a Scottish minister, and it was described as the most valuable thing that this world affords. The most valuable thing in this world. So it wasn't jewels. It wasn't gold. It wasn't anything like that. She was actually presented with a Bible. And they said, this is the most precious thing. This Bible, this Word of God, is the most precious thing that we're giving you, Queen. The Bible shows us about what God is like, and that he loves us, and that he's committed to us. And he showed his commitment by sending his Son, Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to show us what he's really like, and to deal with all the stuff that we do wrong, which the Bible calls sin, by dying for us. The Queen has a relationship with Jesus in her heart, and that affects the way she leads her life. Just like me, I try and live my life because I love Jesus and he's in my heart. And many people here would be the same. But how about you? Do you have a relationship with Jesus like the Queen has? I heard a story just on Friday on Desert Island Discs. There was an amazing doctor, surgeon guy, called David Knott, who for the last 20 years has given up his holidays and gone out to war-torn countries, really, really, really dangerous places to go. And he has helped the people there, and he's performed surgeries, even when bombs are falling on the hospital. And it's affected him deeply. And one time in 2014, he was invited to go up and get an award from the Queen. And he'd just come back, I think, from Aleppo. And it was a really, really awful time. And he was in trauma. I think they call it post-traumatic stress. And he went up and he was seated next to the Queen at dinner. Can you imagine being seated next to the Queen? And in all that opulence, all that, you know, stately pomp and circumstance, and not knowing what fork to use. And he just couldn't speak. He said she was really nice to him, and he just kind of like froze. It wasn't like he didn't want to talk to her. He just was in this trauma place. And she said, I'm going to help you. And she got the servants to bring in the dogs, the corgis, and she gave him a biscuit. She broke the biscuit, gave it to him, and they spent the time just stroking the dogs and feeding them. And he said it was such a kind thing to do. So kind. And I thought, that is the Queen not being all pomp and circumstance and all that kind of stuff. It's not being higher than anybody else. She actually served that man who'd served so many in war-torn areas. And I thought, wow, she's shown what it's like. She's shown what it's like to really look like, model what being a Christian is. And nobody would have known about that unless he just said it when he was choosing his desert, you know, all the music that he loved. She's the woman that has that 400 million pound diamond in her possession, and yet she lays that all aside and is kind to another man who's suffering. A little saying quoted in the Sunday Express said, most people wish to serve God, but only do it in an advisory capacity. We tend to like telling God what to do, don't we? We like having opinions about what we think God should do. And can I have my crown? What God did in Jesus had everything. He had all power and authority. That's what that Philippians that Alice just read said. He had all authority in heaven and earth. And he actually took off his crown and said, right, I'm going to come and I'm going to be a human being so they understand what I'm like. I'm a translation of what God is like. And I'm going to give my life for theirs. So he took his crown off. And sometimes we need to take our crowns off. We're so good at wanting our way, aren't we? It's very, very difficult to take that bling off and those selfish desires and actually lay them at God's feet. What about us? What about us? Will we serve God and take off our crown, lay them at his feet and serve others? Following the example of Jesus and in a sense following the example of the Queen more recently, to serve rather than be that high and mighty Queen, to actually come and serve us, and which she still does at 90 years old. Will we follow Jesus? Or at least find out more about him. Amen. We've got one more